siempre en silencio, recordando tu amor. Has de ser mi mujer, te daré mi querer. Has de ser mi mujer, ven a mí. Voy por el mundo para lograr el que algún día te pueda encontrar. Te diré, ven a mí, lograré hacerte feliz, te daré yo mi amor, ven a mí. Ser mi mujer, te daré mi querer. Has de ser mi mujer, ven a mí. Voy por el mundo para lograr el que algún día te pueda encontrar. Te diré, ven a mí, lograré hacerte feliz, te daré yo mi amor, ven a mí.
Es como el viento que no sabe dónde va. Yo quisiera encontrar un amigo de verdad, pero pienso que es ya muy tarde y que el pasado no lo valora. Soy una copa vacía, un invierno sin calor, un papel que arrastra la brisa. En mi vida no hay amor, necesito decir una caricia. Es como el viento, nadie lo puede cambiar. Me pregunto qué es lo que tengo y no puedo contestar. Te diré que vengo de lejos y que muy lejos me voy a marchar. Como el viento, vengo cantando. Soy feliz y sé que te quiero. Junto a ti no existe el pasado, pero el sol ya va como el viento. Y al alejarme me voy llorando.
gente no meu rumo, mas eu sempre vou só. Nessa terra desse jeito, já não sei viver. Deixo tudo, deixo nada, só do tempo. Eu não posso me livrar. E ele corre para ter meu dia de morrer.
Thank you. pouco amor, nosso amor não tem bandeira. Nunca vai se acabar, nem que chova a noite inteira. La 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 la
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Title IX Arena with your host, Naima Money, today. I have some special guests on air right now with me. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hey, what's up? I'm from Norwalk.
You're from Norwalk? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you're from Norwalk. You know what they say about Norwalk. You know what they say about Norwalk. Bro, low-key.
Hey.
I don't know what to say about Norwalk.
Hey.
You know, there's like a juvenile detention center in Norwalk.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, fun fact. I remember one time my family, we almost moved there, and then they got scared.
Center?
Like, yeah, like basically, like we were gonna like live inside of it, like within the cells, but then it was just like complicated. So we were like you know, it's hard to fit like an entire family in one cell. But like, I don't know, we were gonna make it work, but we were like, we might as well compromise, so we had to move out. Or we didn't even move in. We were just like, we can't like do good one, bro. I'm not good at making jokes. Like, I'm not really a joker. Like, I'm really serious usually.
Do some crowd work.
Crowd work. Wait, would our other special guests like to introduce themselves? Okay.
Bring it out of you.
Run the crowd.
Hello, I'm Micah.
Where are you from, Micah?
Like, really, or is this a bit?
No, I mean, this is like a bit. It's not really a bit. Like, it's like a show where, like, it's comedy, obviously. But you're doing stand up right now, yeah. Stand up.
Yeah.
Aw, dang. Why is Micah the only one standing up right now? I'll stand up too.
Now we're both standing. Mr. Funny got a joke.
Tell us a joke, please.
Guys, I got nothing. I don't know.
I can't think of a DJ joke Spiney. Either. Sure, quote them.
Do we have any lacrosse players here in the crowd tonight?
No.
Oh, I hear you shouldn't be mean to them or else they'll lacrosse you.
Whoa. Oh, that's crazy. Sorry, you guys barely hear my mic moving. I can't believe they like would say that.
A free show.
I heard. Why did I hear? I heard something. Why did I say that?
Actually, Dostoevsky talks about this at great length in his book.
About comedy.
Karamazov.
Dude.
What page are you on in Brothers Karamazov?
I read like 15 pages yesterday in the Arboretum. I'm at 315.
Did you? Don't lie to
comedy.
Me, bro.
Comedy.
I'm a cat. This is Crime and Punishment. I read Crime and Punishment.
I had to read that for my AP Lit class. Yeah, Crime and Punishment. But I thought it was like, I mean, it was all right. I was like, this is an interesting book. Like, I was engaged. I don't know, like, if I, like, really, like, got a takeaway from it, though. I was just like, wow, like, people are crazy. People commit crimes.
I started reading it in high school. And I read like 40 pages and I stopped reading it. But I think to be fair, it's because I had a terrible translation. Because I had the Barnes & Noble
copy one.
Because that's just like the one that I was given. Wouldn't recommend, in my opinion.
I don't know what translation I read, but it was definitely like whatever was assigned to me for my AP Lit class. For sure. But, No, for Christmas, my little brother actually got a Minecraft comedy book, and he started saying some jokes from it, and they were all, like, really bad. Like, it was, like, hard for me to laugh at even one. Like, I was trying my best to, like, find the funny. No, like, honestly, I don't, because, like, they just weren't memorable. It was, like, they were just so bad. Like, it was bad in a way where, like, it wasn't, like, oh, it's so bad, it's good. It's, like, it's so bad, I forgot it.
Would you pity laugh for him, or were you just, like, not laugh at his jokes when he said that?
I laughed like sometimes, like just like a little chuckle. I was like, wow. Honestly, I think I just said wow to like most of the jokes because I just didn't know what to say. Wait, let me look up like Minecraft joke book.
Is this mic on? Hello?
It's on, yeah. Hello? Wait, oh. I think so.
I'm just too far away.
Oh, shoot. Do you think it was off the whole time?
Where are we from?
No, that would be really. Where am I from?
Where the crowd from, yeah.
Where the crowd from?
Is that your sister or your mom? Is that your wife? No, that's my sister.
Bro, you're right.
How long have you known each other?
How long have you guys known each other, bro? No. Oh my god, wait. The Reddit r/ the Minecraft joke book PDF.
Minecraft joke book PDF.
The cavern you choose to enter may be filled with lava. What? No regrets because you can respawn? Wait, is it actually
that was really funny.
What? I wish like
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Oh, I didn't know.
I wonder what you're gonna show me. I have no idea what you would love to show me.
Dude, one of my friends got an Amazon Alexa and like plugged it in. Why do you do that?
Why would you ever plug an Alexa in?
I was trying to ask and he wouldn't answer me. So
I actually have one at my my home. Yeah, I have an Alexa. It's plugged in, but then I remember like one of my old roommates, like DJ Ethereal, used to always unplug it for like power reasons, and like I would be like, and I'd say like Alexa, like can you set a timer, and like it wouldn't respond, and I'd be like, wait, what? And it's because it was unplugged.
For power reasons, you're kind of crazy.
Yeah, for power reasons, like yeah, very frugal.
Does not use that.
Like just like saving power, you know.
No, I don't.
Because you know, you don't know.
Yeah.
You've never like saved power,
saved
or saved
power
energy.
Is a fallacy. Unless you're switching from fluorescent light bulbs to LED light bulbs.
I honestly feel the same way because, like, when I just compare, like, my PG&E to, like, then and now, just gonna be honest, like,
it's really
there's not really a difference in my opinion. And I used to live in, like, a bigger... I don't know. I don't really know. Because I don't think I conserve energy now. But actually, funny story... funny story, where's Radio Theater? But another funny story. Oh, wait. No, Radio Theater's not here. But another funny story, actually, about energy is that winter break last year, I left a lamp on the entire break. I came back. I, like, literally drove back. And then me and DJ Aura were like, oh, like, what's that lamp doing on? And I knew it was my lamp. I was like, freak. So then I turned it off. And when I turned it off, the entire power in my room went off, and off for weeks.
What? Yeah. Oh, that's how it broke?
That's how it broke, yeah. It's because I left a lamp on so long, and then they were like, oh, yeah, like, it fried a wire.
Oh.
Apparently, like, we kept, like, calling, like, the electrician to come, and they came, like, 3 times, and they couldn't find anything wrong.
Oh,
and then finally someone came, and they were like, oh, yeah, like, we checked the circuit, and I was like, I don't know, like, I'm not an electrician, but, like, that's the first thing I would do.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Why didn't y'all think about that?
The first thing I would do is check the circuit.
I would check the circuit. I'd be like, oh, what happened here?
Next time I have an electrician, I'm going to be like, oh, did you guys check the circuit?
I know, right? I'd be like, did you check the circuit? Because that could be the problem.
You know, similar
afraid
story
wire.
Of, like, of trade work.
Trade work?
There were some rats in the attic, and one of them got stuck in a trap. Or got
rats?
Stuck in the trap that the guy set. And the guy came to get it out. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's up there. And then he
got
it out, and he was like, do you want to see it? And I was like,
see
why'd
it.
You ask me that?
Bro, I'll tell you later, but, like, no. Over break, like, I saw, like, a rat burn up.
Dude, you know,
on my grill. Oh, yeah, but the show's ending.
We
this show's over, bro.
In the backyard last night, and DJ Micah was very scared.
Bro, you know what? One time I was going to your guys' place, and I saw a possum outside.
It was a possum.
It was, like, a big possum, and I literally yelled. I feel like I've never seen anything so disgusting. Like, it was,
like,
really
oh,
scary.
Hungry? Should we give him some dinner?
Bro.
I was like, get that thing out of my face.
But I don't know, I've been looking at Uno Minecraft for a second. Well, Radio Theater is gonna start right now. This has been Title IX Arena. Goodbye.
Scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Attention KDVS listeners, how is radio reception of our signal in your area? Drop us a line and let us know. Davis, Sacramento, Roseville, even Fairfield, we'd like to better understand our coverage of the Sacramento Valley. Email your location and reception strength to our general manager at gm@kdvs.org to help us get started. Your support is greatly appreciated.
During the warmer months, children are especially high risk for several rare but potentially fatal diseases caused by ticks. These include Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, among others. If you or your children have been in wooded areas, make sure to conduct a thorough body search for ticks. If you notice a bullseye rash or experience unexplained joint or muscle aches, facial paralysis, fever, or chills, consult your doctor. To learn more about how to reduce the risk of tick-borne illnesses, visit pestworld.org.
Tonight, KDVS Radio Theater airs the first part of the original audio play, Lime Tree, as the National Legislature of Mexico deliberates the dismantling of Mexico's constitutionally established labor laws. A small group of workers in a large industrial suburb of Mexico City undertake to organize their workplace, but the process of personal antagonisms and secret private yearnings emerge. This play broadcast is in two parts. Tonight is part one. Next week, we will broadcast the second half of the play at the same time. This program features the performance of Mike Pinn, Vanessa Turan, Horacio Coro, Lizeth Cruz, Jessica Archer, Ebers Garcia, and Janie Lorenzo. This program runs 47 minutes and 6 seconds. Enjoy!